Good evening, and welcome to Midnight Harmony. I'm E.W. Helmick. At the end of a long day, the last thing you want is a rundown on current events or a deep philosophical and theological discussion. That's not what our program is about. Instead, our desire is to allow you a peaceful space where you and those around you can have an intimate look into the life of Jesus, and in the process, make him a part of your life. This month I'll turn 60 years old. I can hardly believe it even as I say it out loud for our listeners. That doesn't seem old, but it did when my parents turned 60. Some of us get older and older and feel the effects, while still others age gracefully and never appear to change. As I get older, I spend more and more time thinking about my past and the people who have influenced me. Many of those people you're going to meet here on our program, Midnight Harmony. Those conversations are for another evening. Tonight, I'm reminded of a comment I made to someone several years ago when they asked me about my age, my life, and if I had any regrets. Many people have made comment on their lives as they get older and said the words, "I have no regrets." I too said these words to my friend. I have a beautiful wife, 5 children, 10 grandchildren and counting, a ministry that takes me all over the world where I have had the opportunity to meet people from all walks of life. The words, "I have no regrets," in my own life were boastful. If one were to dig deeper and analyze the statement, it was a false humility. Stating I had no regrets was really a way of saying I don't want to look back on my past. Because, you see, my past is filled with sorrow and disappointment, sin, selfishness, and pride. Don't get me wrong, there are many good things that outnumber the bad about my past and me. But I want to be mindful of the things I may have done in the past that could have been done differently in an effort to change the future. I had no regrets, or so I thought, until I read these words from Billy Graham. Just the name Billy Graham brings to our minds the wonderful and friendly image of a man who walked with God every day and helped millions of people make Jesus a part of their life. Here, in his own words, are the 3 biggest regrets of Billy Graham's life and ministry. Although I have much to be grateful for as I look back over my life, I also have many regrets. I have failed many times, and I would do many things differently. For one thing, I would speak less and study more, and I would spend more time with my family. When I look back over the schedule I kept 30 or 40 years ago, I am staggered by all the things we did and the engagements we kept. Sometimes we flitted from one part of the country to another, even from one continent to another, in the course of only a few days. Were all those engagements necessary? Was I as discerning as I might have been about which ones to take and which to turn down? I doubt it. Every day I was absent from my family is gone forever. Although much of that travel was necessary, some of it was not. I would also spend more time in spiritual nurture, seeking to grow closer to God so I could become more Christ-like. I would spend more time in prayer, not just for myself, but for others. I would spend more time studying the Bible and meditating on its truth, not only for sermon preparation, but to apply its message to my life. It is far too easy for someone in my position to read the Bible only with an eye on a future sermon, overlooking the message God has for me through its pages. And I would give more attention to fellowship with other Christians who could teach me and encourage me and even rebuke me when necessary. About one thing I absolutely have no regrets, however, is my commitment many years ago to accept God's calling to serve Him as an evangelist of the gospel of Christ. After listening to Billy Graham's regrets, I began my own list of personal regrets as I looked over my life. I regret not praying more for my children when they were younger. How many sorrowful events in their life may have been avoided had I bathed each one in prayer from a young age. These days, my wife and I pray every day for our children and grandchildren, each one by name. It is a blessing to visualize their faces and imagine God carrying our message of prayer into their lives. Not sharing the good news of the gospel with everyone I meet is a regret. I certainly do take it more seriously than I used to, and love to tell the story of Jesus over and over again to everyone I meet, the grocery store clerk, the mechanic that fixes my car on the side of the road, a neighbor, anyone I find close enough to listen. My list of regrets isn't long. There are most likely more I could refer to, but I'm encouraged to pause from our program and give you a moment to reflect on your life and ask yourself, do you have any regrets? Don't beat yourself up. Don't battle with the devil and let him remind you of all the bad or sorrow in your life. Simply ask the Spirit of God to speak to your heart quietly and remind you of what is important, what is pure, and what is truth.
Generation, I have come.
We don't want to walk through life regretting our past. Instead, we want to walk in hope and truth. If you unveiled something in your life that you wish you would have done differently, something you wish you would have said to someone or perhaps not said, simply make it right by giving it to God in prayer. Perhaps there is someone you want to ask forgiveness from, or correct a wrong, or word said in haste. There's never a better time than now to mend the hurts of the past with someone you love. I'm reminded of a quote from a television show my wife and I watch occasionally. Failure isn't fatal, but hesitation is. Whatever our past looks like, I can tell you with certainty, our future looks much brighter and much different in the Lord. Rest in His goodness and peace tonight. Tomorrow is a new day where you turn regrets into hope for the future. I'm reminded of a day a number of years ago when our ministry was traveling across Australia. We drove from city to city performing a Las Vegas-style magic show. We use the opportunity of illusions to explain how easily people are deceived and how easily the devil tries to deceive us. On one travel across a very desolate and long stretch of road filled with flies and kangaroos, our show truck broke down. We pulled over and everyone piled out of the bus to inspect the problem. There was no immediate solution, and no one understood the trouble or how to fix the problem. It was decided the team would go ahead in the bus, and I would remain with the show truck and call for a tow. I watched as the bus of performers, my wife, and two of my sons drove off into the landscape. I sat for hours in the hot sun, waiting for help. Finally, a young man stopped with his tow truck and began looking over the engine and situation. We spoke a few courteous words, but it was clear he needed to concentrate and I needed to be quiet. As I watched him work, I heard a voice in my heart that said, "Tell him about Jesus." I hesitated and replied quietly to myself, "Now is not a good time. He's busy fixing the show truck." There was a brief pause before the still, small voice said again, "Tell him about Jesus." If there is one thing I have learned in life amidst my regrets, it is to never ignore the voice of the Spirit, because it is always an opportunity to see kingdom grace abound. I approached the young man from the opposite side of the truck and leaned into the engine compartment, where he had his head down as he tightened some component. "Do you know Jesus?" I asked. He looked up at me a bit surprised. "No," he said as he pulled a rag from his back pocket and climbed into the cab. I waited for him to try the engine, which, to my happiness, started right up. He climbed down and went to his truck, secured a receipt book, and began writing out my bill. I approached him and said, "You don't know Jesus? You've never heard of Jesus?" He looked at me with a blank stare and shook his head and asked, "Why?" I smiled. "Because he wants you to know who he is. His name is Jesus, and he loves you." With that, the young man lowered his ticket book and listened to all I had to tell him about the love of Jesus. Before driving away, that young man gave his life to Jesus Christ. I don't know his name, and I don't think I will ever see him again, not on this earth. But I am so thankful that is one regret I no longer have. Hesitating to tell others about the love, hope, and grace of Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do you know Jesus? Perhaps you are asking yourself the same question as this young man. Who is Jesus? Very simply, he is the Son of God and has given his life so you can live an eternal life with him. And this verse in the Bible tells us that all you must do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and has been raised from the dead. Believe on him and you will be saved. I want to give you a moment to reflect on that verse. That idea that God loves you so much, he wants to be with you forever. And while you reflect, make peace with God through a simple prayer, asking him to be a part of your life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Midnight Harmony is a partner of the ministry Help World Tour and is made possible by your donation and support. Help World Tour is a global ministry that helps people make Jesus a part of their story. You can find more information about Tent Revival's ministries around the world and their motion picture, Take Your Dream, on their website, www.helpwt.com. Take Your Dream, The movie is an award-winning film that has inspired people around the world. It is a story of a father and his two sons who swam Australia's longest river to inspire a nation. It's available on Amazon Prime, and again, the title is Take Your Dream. Reflection in our lives gives us an opportunity to transform into a more refined, more peaceful, happier individual. It's not always easy. But as we take away from the example of someone like Billy Graham, these ideas that family, people, scripture, and God are at the center of importance, I think we'll find that the mistakes of our past, those events that we may regret, begin to fade away into something much more meaningful. It would bless me and my team to know your story, to know not only your struggle, but your victory and joy in the journey. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." We overcome the devil by sharing our testimonies, our stories of life, courage, disappointment, hope, and most of all, love. You can share your story right on our website at www.helpwt.com/your story. This is a wonderful way to find encouragement for your own life, reading stories of others who have also faced struggles and defeat, but also joy and overcoming. This project is new to Midnight Harmony, so be sure to check in again over the coming weeks as we begin to populate your stories on the site. Again, that is www.helpwt.com/your story. Thank you for joining me tonight on Midnight Harmony. I hope to hear from you and am always happy to have input on our program. You can write to me directly at inquiry@helpwt.com. That's through our partner ministry and producer, Help World Tour. Be blessed, and may the presence of God be near you tonight as the sun rises on a new day tomorrow. Until we meet again, a peaceful good night.